Newsbreak podcast.
I've rescued pit bulls from terrible circumstances, and I've rescued pit bulls from loving homes. Often the issues with the dogs are not created by their genetic makeup, even though the genetic makeup does make a difference, which is why backyard breeding is such a big issue. A lot of issues are created by the person, like not enough exercise, not enough mental stimulation. Like training a dog and locking it up in a cage is going to result in a disaster. If you look at all the interviews that have happened with the people who have witnessed what has happened, they'll tell you the conditions that the dogs were kept in to start with. The genetic makeup of a real pit bull is not human aggressive. They were never bred to be human aggressive. And no one ever looks at the third side of the story. Like, everything is supposed to have three sides to a story. Unfortunately, people see one side where they believe a dog is aggressive. It doesn't mean that all pit bulls are aggressive. It doesn't mean that all pit bulls are evil, even though that's how it's been clumped together with people that are saying that the breed is terrible. A lot of people that have decided that they don't like the breed have never had an actual experience or owned a pit bull or had any interaction with a pit bull, and people don't know what it's like to run a rescue for a breed like this, or any dog, actually. Any dog that comes into a rescue is going to be scared. Even if it's come from a loving home, they're so confused.
Following the recent attacks and calls for people to surrender their pit bulls, what can you tell me in this regard to the area that you service? Have people been surrendering their dogs?
I've had a lot of people that are fearful that something is going to happen to their beloved pets more than wanting to surrender their dogs. The call was to surrender aggressive dogs. And unfortunately, a lot of the surrenders that are coming in are actually not aggressive dogs. Some of them are. So obviously, that is something that they need to be responsible for, and surrendering them is the right thing to do with the SPCA. But a lot of the calls and a lot of the surrenders are actually very loved pets, but they are getting threatened and they are scared for the life of their dog. Rather than surrendering a dog that they love so much, maybe more needs to be put into educating people and teaching them that the breed is not evil, teaching them how to look after them. A pit bull is not for everybody. Unfortunately, it became a status thing to have a pit bull. It shouldn't be. If you cannot be responsible for any pet you are owning, pit bull or otherwise, you should not have that pet. It is better to surrender if you cannot manage or maintain your dog or give it what it needs. But if you've got a dog that you love very much and you're terrified, you should rather speak to the police or the SPCA and ask for support.
Now that the notion is that if this dog attacks you, you are more likely to be fatally wounded, then what, from your point of view as a rescue organization, you're talking about education, but then where does it need to start?
It needs to start with anybody who's wanting to get a dog. If someone wants to adopt a rescue dog from us, they first have to fill out an agreement. They first have to have a home inspection. They first have to go through a process. Like I said, not every home is a pit bull home. Unfortunately, if people want to get a pit bull, they're going to try and get a backyard breed one if they can't get one from a rescue organization or from a... Unfortunately, even getting from a breeder sometimes. I mean, a breeder, I believe in some breeders are responsible, others are not. And sometimes it's about making money at the end of the day, backyard or otherwise, unless a home inspection is done, unless a contract is filled in, unless it's someone who's registered and is going to follow through with the process. I don't think that's responsible either, unfortunately.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.